Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Communication Without Words. You have no doubt heard the proverb, actions speak louder than words. It's true. Your body is a crucial part of communicating your thoughts and inner feelings. In her research, Dr. Engelberg, professor of speech at Prince George College, has suggested that between 60 and 70% of all meaning is derived from our body language. What is body language? It's a form of nonverbal communication consisting of facial expressions, eye movements, gestures, and posture. Here are a few examples. Let's take a look at the face. Smiling shows happiness. Frowning shows disapproval. As we look at eyes, an attentive glaze shows interest. Rolling your eyes shows disgust. As we look at gestures, nodding the head shows agreement. Tapping fingers on the table shows boredom and impatience. Let's take a look at body posture. Leaning forward shows eagerness, acceptance, or interest. Slumping over shows discouragement. The messages we send through these expressions and gestures play a key role in people's interpretation of the words we speak, strongly influencing how we are viewed. John Locke, a British philosopher of the 1960s, said, "I've always thought the actions of men are the best interpreters of their thoughts." In today's lesson, I want to focus on the destructive consequences of unattractive body language and the negative messages we send based upon our uncontrolled feelings and emotions. If you wish to communicate well, then it makes sense to understand how you can and cannot use your body to say what you mean. To quickly grasp the importance of this subject, consider these comments that coworkers have said. What body language signaled this response? What inner emotion was each person experiencing? "He certainly got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning." "I guess she didn't get the sale yesterday." "He must have stayed out partying last night." "What's she in a huff about?" "Wow, he looks like he's been run over by a truck." All of these attention grabbers had a negative impact on how coworkers viewed them. The intriguing side of body language is that what we see affects us at the subconscious level as well, meaning that we notice things intuitively without stopping to consciously think about them. What makes this disturbing is the fact that the signals that we give off through our body language creates lasting images of who we are and influences people's opinions of us without a conscious thought. If you harbor feelings or have a bad attitude, you don't need to wonder if people know. They do, and it never reflects well on you. If you are pouting because your idea wasn't accepted, you can be assured that everyone in the office knows, and it's impacting their judgment of you. The messages you allow your body to give off not only influence how you're viewed at that very moment, but when repeated over time, plays a significant role in the way your brand is etched in their minds. As an example, if something doesn't go your way and your body language tells everyone you're upset, people quickly detect that you're displeased. If you appear that way every time something doesn't go your way, then you'll likely be viewed as a big baby, a spoiled person, or mama's boy. On a positive side, if you handle a challenging disagreement without appearing rattled, then people will think, "I'm impressed by the way she handled that situation." If you continue to control your emotions and body language, then you'll become known as a person who is in control of your actions and behavior. It's important to recognize destructive body language so that you can become aware of the messages you are broadcasting. Remember that your posture, gestures, and mannerisms can overpower the words you speak and influence people's assessment of you. What body signals would convey a message for the following negative feelings? Think about this. What would a person who's aggravated look like? What would a person who's frustrated look like? What would somebody look like who's disgusted? How about somebody who's depressed? How about somebody who is distracted? What would somebody look like who's annoyed? Or how about somebody who's skeptical? If you want to be held in high regard, then it's critical that you learn how to control the signals you give through your body language, especially the negative ones. The first step in controlling your body language is awareness. start paying attention to the nonverbal signals you are sending. This is not about trying to control one element of your body language, such as a specific facial expression. It's the big picture message you are sending that results from a cluster of indicators. The second step is to control your emotions and feelings, especially your negative ones. Some of the most undesirable nonverbal messages we send stem from what Zig Ziglar called stinking thinking. What we choose to think about when faced with a challenging situation is a choice. The choice we make is often communicated before one word comes out of our mouths. I want to challenge you to start being aware of the messages you are sending through your body language. Take control of your emotions and feelings, and don't allow yourself to display nonverbal language that could have a negative impact on how you're viewed. And remember, body language plays a significant role in all aspects of work and business, as well as in relationships at home and in the community. Control your emotions and avoid those signals that can destroy the image of the person you want to become.